We hear Isaiah's vineyard song from Isaiah and from Mark, from Mark 12. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to the tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. The Gospel of Mark. Isaiah's text brings us to a time and place of the southern kingdom of Judah. The prophet Isaiah accuses the king and the people of Judah of rejecting God and shares God's sadness because of the actions of the people. Their culture's pop music are love songs. The love song of Isaiah is sung at a wedding and turns into condemnation using the garden metaphor. In the time of King Ahaz, the love song turns to reveal what the people do not do and what God will do about it. From verse 7, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The Lord is looking for justice and gets bloodshed, etc. The Lord looks for one thing from his people and gets the opposite. The singer is telling the anger of the one betrayed as he sings his love song. Are the people taking up the anger of the singer? Do they share in God's anger at those people who are not caring for the oppressed? Then the story changes, and it is God who will bring righteousness, and the condemnation is turned to the people of the southern kingdom. Isaiah cannot stop the rain or do the things he is singing about, but God can. And the people need to see their sin. The people need to look into a mirror and see themselves for what they do, and start doing the work God sends them to do. We see it all the time. Someone will claim one thing, and as soon as they walk away, they're doing exactly the wrong thing. We struggle with doing justice, and we cannot on our own find the courage to step up for those who need our help. But our God can and will do justice. God's future is revealed. Christ the King has come, and his Spirit lives in us. We may not be able to do justice because we often have difficulty thinking of others before ourselves. Christ the King, we know, is our Lord and our God. The love song of our God is a song for God's people crying for justice. Let us sing that love song to all God's creation. Let us see the gate of God's righteousness open to all people and all creation. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Lord, you have searched your people for evidence of goodness, the way fruit is sought in a vineyard. Send your righteous judge and find goodness in your faithful children. Open a way for us to know we can help those in need of justice. Give us a voice of hope to all your people in Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.